There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
WIM is a program presented by Wabi Sabi, which is an offshoot of the Atlanta Ballet, and this will be Friday night at the High Museum and Sunday at Serenby. Wabi Sabi focuses on emerging choreographers, and WIM is a program by first-time Wabi Sabi choreographer Robin Mineko Williams. And the score ranges from Chopin to Max Richter to Philip Glass to the Alabama Shakes.
If this is at the High Museum and the Serenby Playhouse, how is the troupe making use of the venues?
Well, Wabi Sabi is known for their outdoor performances where they sort of engage with the venues where they are. And at the High Museum, they'll be engaging with Los Trompos, which is an installation in the piazza, these giant, colorful, oversized tops. And of course, Serenby, they'll be outdoors at the pavilion at the Playhouse. Wabi Sabi will be performing WIM at the Piazza at the Woodruff Arts Center Friday at 7 o'clock to sunset, and that performance is free. And then Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Pavilion at Serenby Playhouse, and that performance is $30.
What do you recommend for the 21 and up crowd?
Well, this weekend is the Yacht Rock Review Revival at the Meadow at Piedmont Park. This is their fifth annual revival, and Yacht Rock Review started as an indie rock band, but then one night as a gag, they did these cheesy soft rock hits, and it went over so well that that's been their specialty ever since.
Who are some of the big name guest artists?
Well, the revival is the one time of the year that they bring in the actual artists. So they have the performers who did songs like Baby Come Back and Break My Stride and Steal Away. General admission is $35, and there's also a VIP pass for $60, which comes with perks like an air-conditioned tent and a captain's hat. The doors open at 5:30, and the show is at 7. Again, this is Saturday night at the Meadow at Piedmont Park.
What's your pick for families this weekend?
Well, this weekend, Fernbank is celebrating the birthday of their dinosaur exhibit. In August 2001, Fernbank opened their Giants of the Mesozoic exhibit. They were the first museum to assemble both of the world's largest dinosaurs. So they assembled these big dinosaurs, and every year they have a birthday party. So Saturday, they are celebrating their 14th birthday. The activities go from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall, and costumes are encouraged.
Tell us about Gladys Knight on stage.
Well, Gladys Knight will be performing with the OJs at Chastain Park. And of course, you know, Gladys is from Atlanta, and she's known for her song Midnight Train to Georgia. So my favorite bit of trivia is that song started out as Midnight Plane to Houston. But Gladys asked the songwriter, Jim Weatherly, if she could change it up a bit to match her experience. And so they changed it to Midnight Train to Georgia. And her grandfather was a Pullman porter, so she wanted to put the trains in there.
You mentioned the OJs. Who are they?
The OJs are sort of known for their Philadelphia soul sound. You probably recognize their songs Backstabbers and Love Train. So speaking of trains, I'm sure people are going to be doing the Love Train all over Chastain Park that night. Gladys Knight and the OJs will perform at Chastain next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7. Tickets start at $60, and it's a table set up so you can bring your picnics.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.